Hello and welcome to the DMOB Smartphone Podcast, daily smartphone and tech news from around the UK. Okay, first up, and it's news from Spotify. They've just updated their app, so Spotify is now available and compatible with the Apple Watch. So if you're an Apple Watch owner and you prefer Spotify over Apple Music service, you can now use it on your watch. The new app lets you access all your normal Spotify music, playlists, other audio content, podcasts. Plus, you can also connect from the watch to other speakers or your computer. There's no offline play available just yet, but Spotify have confirmed that that's coming soon. So really good news for Apple Watch owners who have been waiting ages for the Spotify app to be compatible. The new app's rolling out over the next couple of days, should be available now. You just got to make sure you've got the latest version of Spotify, which at the moment is 8.4.79 installed or downloaded from the App Store. Okay, and next up, news from EE are bringing 5G to 16 UK cities in 2019. They've been talking about 5G for a while. This week it's officially being confirmed. 2019 is going to be the year that 5G starts to roll out across the UK. EE have announced they're launching 5G within 16 UK cities. They're going to start with the busiest locations across London, Cardiff, Edinburgh, Belfast, Birmingham and Manchester as phase one of their launch. Within those six launch cities, the areas are Hyde Park in London, Manchester Arena, Belfast City Airport, the Welsh Assembly, Edinburgh Waverley train station and Birmingham's Bullring. And we know these areas get pretty crowded, so 5G supposedly more reliable data connection and increased speeds should prove to be a real benefit, because even 4G kind of suffers a little bit in crowded areas nowadays. In addition to those six launch cities, EE will also launch 5G across the busiest parts of 10 more UK cities: Glasgow, Newcastle, Liverpool, Leeds, Hull, Sheffield, Nottingham, Leicester, Coventry and Bristol. So all those areas, all those cities are getting 5G from EE next year, and no doubt we'll hear announcements from Vodafone, O2, Three and the like in the coming months as well. And of course, 5G network is going to need a 5G compatible smartphone, so we're expecting announcements from Samsung, Apple, Huawei and the rest very soon on their first 5G smartphone launches for 2019. EE have also already confirmed they're going to launch a 5G home router with external antenna, which means 5G could actually start to replace traditional broadband services in some of those areas too. In addition to rolling out 5G, EE have confirmed they're going to continue upgrading 4G sites. So people that have still got kind of patchy 4G coverage in their area, or even 3G, EE are continuing to kind of convert 3G signal into 4G to allow for 4G in kind of more places across the country. I think EE have built 350 new sites in 2018 already for 4G. So yes, 5G is coming. It's going to be a gradual rollout, but 4G is by no means dead. They're going to keep rolling that out too and improving coverage across the UK. And next up, news from Netflix that they're testing a cheaper mobile-only subscription service. So a subscription that basically doesn't allow you to watch your Netflix on your TV or your games console. It'll just be available on your smartphone. It's something they're looking to do as they look to tap into kind of new markets and increase their overall number of subscribers. This is totally understandable. Some users never watch Netflix on a TV. Many don't even own a TV. Instead, they get their kind of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia fix on their mobile phone. So according to an article from TechCrunch, Netflix's first confirmed test of this smartphone-only plan is in Malaysia, where they're trialling the tier for about £3 a month. So it's about half the price of the current basic package. There's similar trials apparently being run in other countries, although Netflix hasn't confirmed exactly where. But we know it's likely, if it's a success, there's a chance it might be rolled out further and we might see it come to the UK as well. You can understand why Netflix are probably testing these new mobile-only plans. People are spending more and more time consuming content and video on their smartphones and less time watching TV screens. So if they can appeal to the pockets of those people that are kind of using their mobile phone for all their content and entertainment, then they're more likely to kind of stick around with the Netflix service. More news from EE now. EE have announced Data Boost, EE Data Boost. It's something that's been around for a little while now, but they've just started talking about it and started promoting it a little bit more. But it's worth knowing if you are an EE customer. They'll give you 1 gig of data free for every family member that you add to your account, basically. So if you've got more than one mobile phone in your household, which most people do, this could be of interest. Data Boost basically gives you extra data for adding additional mobile lines to your account. So for every new or upgraded additional mobile line, the lead account holder gets an additional 1 gig of data on their plan, totally free. The data can actually then be moved around those lines on the phone. So if you on the same account, so if you've already got enough data, you can give that gig to your wife or your husband or the kids, and it's stackable as well. So if you add two additional lines to your account, you get 2 gig of extra data each month, which again you can keep for yourself or you can share with family members. So it's not necessarily a reason to go out and buy a new phone, but if you're on EE and you've got other mobile phones in the house, it's worth kind of moving them all onto the same account because you get that extra data. It's available on all their 4G pay monthly handset plans, 4G SIM-only plans qualify, the Wi-Fi plans qualify, and the tablet plans as well. Apple Watch plans, if you've got an Apple Watch with a 4G SIM, if you add one, you will get, if you add that to the lead account, you will get the extra 1 gig data boost. But the one condition is that the data can't be shared back with that Apple Watch plan. So if you've got 1 gig, got the 1 gig extra data added somewhere else, you can't gift that to your Apple Watch, as it were. The 1 gig gets added to your account within 10 days, according to EE, and EE will send you a text once it's added, and then you're free to either keep it for yourself or share it around with the other lines on the account. And finally, news from Google. If you're a Google Pixel owner, this should be of interest. They this week launched Night Sight for taking low light photos. So this is a software update to the camera, which basically allows you to take better photographs in the dark or in low light conditions. We know Google's Pixel phones have been steadily growing their fan base over the last three launches. And with the recent launch of the Pixel 3, they really, really started getting everyone's attention with this amazing camera that uses machine learning to create great photos. But one of the biggest challenges for phone manufacturers has always been low light photography. Even the mighty iPhone XS and the Galaxy S9 occasionally struggle. So for this reason, Google has developed a new feature for their Pixel phones. They call it Night Sight. It's an exclusive feature to Google phones, but it does let you capture really vibrant and detailed low light photos with no flash or tripod. You know, you normally need to keep the phone really, really steady to get a low light, decent low light photo. And even then, if the person in the photo moves or it's too dark, it ends up looking kind of really noisy, or you get a bit of blur in there as well. So yes, you can use a flash that helps by adding light to the scene, but we know flashes can cause people to blink, and then also the bright light can kind of ruin the colors on like a nice evening sunset photo you were trying to capture. And also concerts, weddings, etc., not always allowing flashes at their events. So sometimes you kind of have to turn that off or put a bit of tape over it if you're really paranoid. And you could use a tripod, but people struggle to kind of carry around those on a night on the beers with friends. So Night Sight is camera tech that kind of aims to solve all those problems. It allegedly, like, we haven't tested it yet, but it adapts to you and the environment in real time. So just before you press the shutter button, Night Sight will check for hand shaking and how much motion is in the scene. If Google Pixel is stable and the scene is still, then Night Sight will spend more time capturing light to minimize the noise. If your phone's moving around or there's loads of movement in the scene, Night Sight will use shorter exposures, capturing less light to kind of minimize motion blur. So it's a really nice feature. If you have a look online, there's some pictures up on the Direct Mobile's blog of some of the photos and the differences it makes kind of taking it with another smartphone or without Night Sight compared to Night Sight as well. So it's rolling out as an update to the front and the rear cameras on all three generations of Pixel phones over the next few days. Google have released some kind of top tips for using Night Sight. If you're taking a photo of someone, ask them to hold still for a few seconds before and after you press the shutter button. Hold the phone steady. Of course, that's a kind of logical one. If you can, kind of prop it against a stable surface. Make sure the camera lens is clean. We know, like, camera lenses can accumulate oil from fingerprints and grease and stuff like that, which kind of make your photos have that kind of blurry, soft look. So make sure it's clean. Tap the object of your subject or on the screen, which will help the camera focus. And of course, like, yes, night sight does improve photography for kind of low light conditions, but cameras don't work in complete darkness, so you need to have some kind of light there. But there's some more tips on Direct Mobile's blog all around night sight. And if you've got questions, just kind of hit us up on our Twitter account or Facebook. Okay, that's it for this week. If you like what you hear, hit subscribe, and we can keep you updated on all the latest smartphone news and reviews as kind of new stuff's announced. Would love it if you could leave a review. We're totally new to this podcasting thing, so any feedback, things you'd like to hear more of or less of would be really be appreciated. If you want to kind of find out more about us, head to directmobiles.co.uk. That's our website. That's the home of our blog, news updates, latest offers across Samsung, Apple, Huawei, Sony, EE, Vodafone. They're all on there at directmobiles.co.uk. You'll also find us on YouTube. Just search for Direct Mobiles TV, where you'll find unboxings and handset reviews of all the latest phones. Our new reviews of the iPhone XS and XR have just gone live on there. You'll find us on Facebook as well, Direct Mobiles UK, Twitter, we're Direct Mobiles UK, Instagram, Direct Mobiles. So wherever you hang out on social media and that, we're around. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon. Cheers.